Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Hans Hess. Welcome, Hans.
Thank you.
Hans is the founder of Elevation Burger, which is becoming a well-known fast food, organically friendly franchise in the not only the Washington, D.C. area, but all across the country. And he's also a founding partner of a company called EnviroCab. Both companies have gotten a lot of press, and we're going to talk about both today. But he began his career as a fundraiser for a nonprofit where he had the opportunity to develop his people skills, and he's got incredible people skills, and he developed management skills on top of that at a call center. And then he became interested in public policy and how it relates to business, where he became a legislative aide on the Hill. And after that, he worked as a real estate consultant and planner, and he helped develop over $3 billion of mixed-use real estate projects. So how in the heck did you get involved with a fast food franchise, start building it from scratch?
That's a great question. I moved out here about 11 years ago, and my first job out here was as an aide on the Hill, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
I got a paper that came across my desk one day, a white paper, and it talked about how at the time, this was in the late 90s, about 10,000 people a year would go to the hospital, and they would have a common bacterial infection, like a staph infection or something.
Okay.
They'd give them antibiotics to try and get rid of the bacterial infection. It wouldn't work. They'd die, about 10,000 a year. Yeah, that statistic has been updated recently to about 100,000 a year now.
Holy moly.
Which puts it probably in the top three or five, at least, of public health epidemics after obesity and high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Antibiotics in meat is a problem. And so that was sort of the foundation as far as I wanted to make a great tasting burger is what I wanted to do when I opened up Elevation Burger.
And but, you have, because I've had them and they're really good.
Thanks. But what I realized is that, grass-fed, organic, not factory farm meat tastes a lot better. And so
tastes fresher.
Yeah. There's
no fresh aftertaste.
That's right. We grind it in the store. It doesn't wear on you like a greasy burger does. It certainly is juicy, but you don't regret having eaten it 15 minutes after you ate it.
Where do they raise this cattle? I mean, where do you find this meat?
We get it actually from a co-op of 30 family farmers from all over.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually expanding our supply chain beyond that. But yeah, it comes from people who really actually care about raising their animals in a humane way, and who do it not with the tools of factory farm production, but right, the old-fashioned way, really.
Yeah. On a ranch.
Yeah, exactly.
In the open air.
Big piece of land.
Yeah.
No fences.
So it's grass-fed organic beef. What else about Elevation Burger distinguishes you from the typical fast food franchise?
Well, we pioneered cooking French fries in olive oil.
That worked out?
It's worked out really well. I just saw a post on Yelp. I think it was on Yelp the other day that said something like, olive oil fries, where have you been for the last 30 years?
It's so much healthier.
Yeah, it's a lot better for you. We have a patent pending on that, actually.
Uh-huh.
So we really were the ones that figured out how to do it. Everybody else had been afraid or didn't know how to do it until then. But yeah, that's different. We have veggie burgers on our menu.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two kinds, actually, vegetarian burger and then a vegan burger for those who don't do any animal products at all.
Whatsoever.
Milk or cheese. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So the Elevation Burger, how's it doing? You started it in 2005 originally. I know there's a store in Falls Church.
That's the original one.
And it's doing very well. But tell us about how you've grown and where you are today.
Sure. Well, we started with that first store in 2005. And in 2007, we started franchising.
Mm-hmm.
So we have sold over 120 units to about 25 different development groups.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
that's
been
a
incredible
short time period to sell 120 units.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we've gotten 12 of those units open. We will open up six more of those units in the next 6 weeks, actually. We'll be up to about 18 stores by May, and then the second half of the year, we'll be up to about 30 units.
So you're growing not only in terms of units, but you're also having to hire additional people to help you manage all this process.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The organization is going through a huge growth spurt right now. We're basically on track, based on how often we sell deals, we're basically on track to double the size of our units on the ground every year. So we'll open up about 30 units next year, and we'll be at the, by the end of 2012, we should be right around 50 or 60 stores on the ground.
Why? What do you attribute this rapid growth to, even in a down economy? Why are people so intrigued by the Elevation Burger concept?
Well, I mean, you know, we're before the crest of a wave that's happening. Right now, the country is becoming more conscious about their health, about what they eat and where it comes from and all those things. And that's pretty innovative to do in the burger space, you know.
Cheeseburgers particularly.
Yeah, and, you know, burgers can be done in a healthier manner, and that's really what we're trying to do, and people's eyes are open to that. There's when I first started in 05, they didn't have a name for what we do. They just said, oh, well, it's a burger place, but it's not like the big three fast feeders. You know, it's nothing. Yeah. It's not like that. Now they call it the better burger segment.
Better burgers.
Right. Yeah, better burgers. And that's really what we're trying to do. That's why we called it Elevation Burger. We were trying to elevate our product. We're trying to elevate the customer experience, all those things. And to answer your question, I think people are interested in it now in a down economy from the consumer side because of the health aspect of it. But from the franchising side, people have, you know, want to be their own boss. And
well, they want to be their own boss, but don't you, I mean, not to lead you in terms of asking you the questions, but don't you think there's some attraction to the fact that you're a green burger place? Of course, we don't want to call your burgers green, yeah. But they're actually very, you know, very colorful and normal, but that you're a green company?
Yeah, certainly that.
I mean, you've
that
won a couple of awards for that, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. The Washingtonian or the
Washingtonian Magazine and Washington Business Journal. You won both awards for being, you know, one of the top, you know, environmentally friendly companies in the D.C. area, right?
Yeah, that certainly helps. I mean, that's another trend that's occurring in our world today. But I think, you know, when I sit down with franchisee prospects. Mm-hmm. The reality is nobody's going to buy a burger franchise if they don't like the product.
I see.
And so the environmental stuff is good, and it's very important to us from our values and our vision for what we're doing. But at the end of the day, you have to have a great tasting product. And when you have that, you know.
Do you bring the franchisees into the store in Falls Church, for example, and show them how you operate and have them sit down and have a meal? And
yeah, when we have a prospect meeting, that's exactly what happens. The salesperson will take them around to all the stores, and then they come in and they have a conversation with me and my team. Mm-hmm. And we vet them, and of course they're looking at us at the same time, but we try and understand if they're going to be a good fit. They're going to be somebody who can operate the store excellently. Yeah.
And with good credit so that they can do what they need to do.
It's
not an inexpensive thing. Now, one of the other things you've done is you've sort of revolutionized the process of creating the food, haven't you? And there's a new process that you've developed.
That's
can you
right.
talk about that? Or?
A little bit. What I'll say is this. We have developed a new store prototype. And part of that store prototype involves cooking the burger in a way that you've never seen before. It's putting the whole cooking process on display, and it's great. I mean, the wait times will dramatically drop, and we'll be able to serve more guests in any given hour. So that actually comes online probably about 6 weeks from now.
Wow.
So the store is being built right now. We're very excited about it. Yeah.
So by the time this airs, it'll only be a couple of weeks out before we get to see this new store prototype.
Yep, probably middle of May.
Which store? Can you tell us
which
store?
Yeah, it's the Germantown store.
Germantown, Maryland.
Yeah, Germantown, Maryland, that's right.
Okay. Yep. So you've got a Germantown store. You've got also one in Park Potomac, don't you?
Park Potomac, that's right. Park Potomac, Maryland, or Potomac, Maryland, but it's the Park Potomac development. Mm-hmm. And we've got about four or five stores open in the local area, and then the balance of them are actually all over the country, far north as New York City, as far south as Coral Springs.
Okay.
And then as far west right now as Austin and Dallas, Texas.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And we have a franchisee who is about ready to sign a lease, if he hasn't already, in San Diego. And another one about ready to sign a lease in Los Angeles.
So you are coast to coast already.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I think you could eclipse the competition with this kind of growth. Well, it's going to take a little bit to eclipse that competition. But
got to build an infrastructure first.
That's right.
But,
that's right. Now, you are the serial entrepreneur. The other company that we mentioned at the beginning of this was EnviroCab. How did that start?
I haven't gotten into the cereal business yet.
Okay.
Oh, that's not what you meant by cereal.
No, cereal. Cereal as in S-E-R-I-A-L. The kind you don't eat.
Yeah. Yeah, EnviroCab was an idea that I had. Actually, I had the idea for Elevation Burger and EnviroCab within a year of each other back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And the EnviroCab idea sat around in my head for a long time. And then in 2007... my nephew moved out here and became my business partner in EnviroCab. And it was a very exciting time for us. We applied to the County of Arlington for to get permits to operate our fleet of cabs.
Right.
And to make a long story short, Arlington granted us the right to operate 50 vehicles in the county. And it's a cleaner cab company because the miles per gallon, the mileage of the vehicles we use, hybrids, mostly Camrys, a few Priuses.
More expensive. They're more expensive.
They're more expensive, but the driver saves about 2/3 of the gas cost.
And
if you think about it, a driver who's driving a 16-mile-gallon Crown Victoria or something like that can spend $200 in gas in a week.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of money spent on gas. Our cars cut that bill down to probably 70.
Well, that's
$80
tremendous
a week.
Savings.
Yeah, so it actually goes basically straight to the driver's pockets. But for us, you know, one of the big reasons we wanted to do it was because we saw that there were viable vehicles who can get, you know, 30, 40, 45 miles to the gallon, but the industry was sort of entrenched in this mindset at the time. I mean, this was pretty common now to see a hybrid cab, but back then in 2007, you didn't see them in the region at all.
So you really started the trend in hybrid vehicles.
In many ways we did. We are still, we think, the largest fleet that's 100% hybrid in the country.
Okay.
We're the only all hybrid fleet in Arlington still.
Do you think consumers who are looking for a cab company are attracted to you because of that?
Absolutely.
That green footprint that you're trying to establish?
Yeah, I mean, it's core to our brand and our DNA. I mean, we're not just doing it because we thought it was a good business idea, though it is.
Yeah.
We are doing it because we really do care about the environment, and I think people pick up on that. We've seen countless times where we'll be walking down the street in Arlington and there'll be a cab stand and there'll be an EnviroCab buried 3 deep in the stand, and a person will skip the first 2 vehicles and will go to our vehicle.
Really?
Yeah. Even sometimes when the first 2 are hybrid cabs from another brand. So
there's brand loyalty.
There is
as well.
A brand loyalty to EnviroCab. Yeah. It's really amazing. It's really great to see, actually.
And
people care.
It's good. Yeah. People do care. Yeah. And it's good for it's not only good for your company, but it's good for the environment generally.
That's right. And you know, when we first started, I was saying there were no hybrid cabs in the region.
Right.
Arlington County obviously didn't have any hybrid cabs. Today, out of the 750 cabs that are in the entire Arlington fleet, 250 of them are hybrids.
So
our competitors in Arlington they realized it was important and they added 200 hybrid cabs. So a third of the fleet now in Arlington is hybrid. And then subsequently, Arlington put legislation in to hold everybody accountable to higher fuel standards. So over the course of time, the whole fleet will essentially probably go hybrid.
Do you ever anticipate opening another franchise, or not franchise, but location outside of Arlington in terms of environmentally friendly cabs?
No, probably not. We have talked about licensing the name.
Okay.
Because we think that makes sense. But, you know, getting into the cab business is a jurisdiction by jurisdiction endeavor.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to get the permission on a jurisdictional basis. So it's trickier, you know, unless you live somewhere and you know what's going on in that community.
So there's politics associated with
it as well. And the needs of the community, and, you know, they don't just add cabs willy-nilly. They control it.
So we're talking with Hans Hess, who's the founder of Elevation Burger and founding partner of EnviroCab. Hans, if people want to find out more about either company, how do they get in touch with you? How do they find out?
They can go to www.elevationburger.com Or for the cab company, it's www.envirotaxicab.com.
Not EnviroCab,
no,
but EnviroTaxicab.com.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth today.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And listen to Blueprint for Wealth next week for another special topic and very special guest. We hope you are also reading our Washington Business Journal column, Blueprint for Wealth, and visit our blog at blueprintforwealth.org. Have a great week.